What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 67. And once again, I'm absolutely excited that you're here. Thank you so much for lending some of your time to listen. I can genuinely tell you that I hope that these episodes help you in some way, shape, or form. These episodes specifically are things that I've learned through my life that I want to share with you, or things that I'm like legitimately contemplating, that I'm trying to get better about articulating within my own head so that I can formulate a better vision and plan of attack to implement it into my life. And by saying it out loud, I'm able to do it better and then share it at the same time. So I hope that makes sense. So essentially, it's easier to say things in my own head than saying them outwardly. And I would challenge you to think about that in your own life right now. So I guess a good example is people hate public speaking. So think about saying something in your own head. No problem, no problem, no problem. You get up, you try to say it in front of your friend or multiple people or a crowd, and it goes to poop. So trying to say things in your own head is one thing, and having great ideas is one thing. But obviously, we know that execution is much more important. Actually getting results is more important than having all these are great ideas. So at the same point, saying things out loud helps you formulate it and put it in a place outside of your head to where it makes more sense, hopefully. I know this is not normally how I start the podcast, but does it really matter? I guess I can start it however I want. But you guys know this is the contemplation, and there's the conversations where it's just me. I interview a guest. The contemplations, this episode is just me. You can find this episode on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. Thank you so much for the recent outpour of support lately. It's cool to see more sharing, more downloads, all that stuff. I just genuinely hope it's helping you and that you're going out there and implementing it. So if you've heard a contemplation before, you know, I end the contemplation by saying, go out there and implement it. Like, I challenge you to go out and implement what I just talked about, because listening to all of these things, all these, you know, these podcasts and reading all these books that we talk about is super great. Like, I applaud you for doing that. A lot of people don't do that. They go about their lives and they just live their lives, and that's fine. But if you want to make a change, then step one is definitely identifying that you want to make a change. Step two would be starting to make that change or think about how to make that change. And step three would definitely be implementing that change. And then maybe step four could be argued that it would be maintaining that change. And then step five, which I think should be there at step one, would be helping other people at the same time. Help other people understand that mindset as well and help them better themselves already. So I'm clearly going off the topic of what this podcast is about, but I think these are important things, and it's a contemplation episode, so it's really what comes to mind and what I think you could benefit from in the moment. So it's time for the book challenge, and I'm reading a book a week for a year. I actually had the first book that took me 2 weeks to read, but I was a week ahead in the book challenge, so I'm actually still 3 days ahead overall. But what took me so long was reading Patton, so the biography of General George S. Patton by Martin Blumenson. It was only 306 pages long, which is like a typical book I read, but there's a lot more words on a page, and I really read it slowly on purpose to better understand it. I was very interested in reading about Patton and learning more about him and his mindset specifically. So last week I read Build the Fort by Chris Hively, and this week I just finished that book. So I'm still ahead on the challenge, and I'm going to read another fan suggestion. This one is called Networking is a Contact Sport, and that's by Joe Sweeney. That's recommended by my buddy Keaton. If you're listening to this, my friend, thank you so much for recommending this book. I'm really excited. I know you heard this author speak in person, and yeah, I love book suggestions, so thank you. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 110 with Mr. Aaron Hale, so that means the 110th guest. And Aaron Hale is former Navy and former Army. He was a culinary specialist in the Navy, decided he wanted to up the ante. He got denied EOD in the Navy, then he went to the Army to be EOD, and on one of his deployments in Afghanistan, got hit by an IED while he was outside of his vehicle clearing another IED and immediately lost his sight. And then to make it worse, yes, how could the story get worse? To make it worse, 4.5 years later, he lost his hearing. So because of him losing his hearing, he didn't have any sense of balance. So for a point in time, for 6 months to be exact, he was completely deaf, completely blind, couldn't balance, so was in a chair. Imagine that. I'm just going to slow down for a second. And while I talk slowly right now, imagine yourself, you're not seeing, you're not hearing, and you cannot balance. So you're in a chair, and that's your life. Now, Aaron can hear now because he has this amazing device installed in his brain. Essentially, it bypasses his ear. But at the time, yes, it was 6 months, which is an eternity. I went to SEER school in the Navy, and I was in a dark place for a while, for days, and that was horrible. And I knew I was going to get out, is the thing. And I knew that was training. So imagine not knowing that you're going to get any kind of hearing back. And 6 months is like an eternity, especially when every single day you don't know that you're going to get that hearing back. So if I was to recommend any conversation, it would be to hear Aaron's story that he shared with us yesterday. It continues to blow me out of the water, and he's been on a couple friends' podcasts as well. So I'm so excited to share what he's doing and how he's building a business despite some of the things that he has dealt with. So today I'm going to speak with you about you're doing better than you think. So let's get into it. So I've already loved this podcast so much. I love being able to share information organically that's on my mind, that's weighing me down, that I've had conversations with people throughout the day, throughout the week, and they're pretty much an accumulation of ideas that get crunched into the contemplations, and then obviously I hit on one of them. Now one of them, and a lot lately, the posts, these contemplations have been the actual quotes from my Instagram. So you can see like from a few days ago that I posted about this, and you've seen kind of a theme with the contemplations. And I thought that would be kind of fun to expand on the posts, because the posts are things that I'm dealing with as well, and that I see other people dealing with and that we talk about. So one of the things that's been really, really tough in my life, and you may be like me, is that I'm really, really tough on myself. And now this is both a blessing and a curse at the same time. I very much attribute to the successes in my life because of this mindset, because I always want to do better than I used to do. And now I always didn't think about that. So I had this conversation where, and maybe this is like you as well, where every time I got good at something, I'd either get promoted to go do something, or I had a job change, a role change, you know, equivalent, like a boss would promote you to do something else. And you're like, I just got really good at this. Can I be good at this for a while and like act like I actually know what I'm doing instead of like trying to barely keep my head afloat while holding a couple bricks above my head? Like that's really hard to do for an extended amount of time. Now I finally know how to tread water with bricks. I'm doing great. And then you add more bricks or put me in the ocean. So that happened through my life. And I thought that was always a bad thing. And then I slowly realized that that means I was doing good. I was doing good at my job to where I became the SME or the subject matter expert. And you get promoted at that point, or you are in a different position. And throughout my life, that has happened as well. And it took me a while to realize that that was a good thing. So I challenge you right now to think about your own life and think about like if that's you at all, then maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe it's a good thing that you constantly feel like you have to learn a whole new, not a whole new job, but a new realm, maybe a new position or new whatever, new technology or something like that. Because you're constantly pushing yourself. So people, leadership, good leadership, mind you, recognizes that. And then they reward you by giving you greater responsibility or something of, you know, like something likewise like that, whatever synonym that would come with greater responsibility in your respective network or your respective career. And I challenge you to think about it as a positive thing. So a lot of things that we talk about, that I talk about, are not viewing things negatively, even if they actually are negative, because what is really good and what is really bad? So when things happen, see them in the better light, see them in the good light, as opposed to being like, oh, I wish I could just be good at something for a while. Be like, oh, it's because I'm doing so good that, and I also have good leadership, which can be rare. And that leadership is recognizing that I'm doing well and they're giving me more opportunity. They're giving me more responsibility. And at the same time, the title of this episode is You're Doing Better Than You Think. So I would go about my life life, you know, like crushing it, but not necessarily know that I was crushing it, just trying to keep my head above water, because every time I quote unquote got good at something, I would get more responsibility or a different responsibility. And I just felt like I was never doing good. But in actuality, I was doing better than I thought. So I want you to think about that as well, that you probably are doing better than you think. And if you're anything like me, you're really hard on yourself and you probably need to like take a moment. I would say like take 5 minutes before going back to your friends or family after this episode and just like sit down, like clear your head and like think about what you've been working so hard towards or what you've wanted to get or what you wanted to do. And just like tell yourself, like literally say your name out loud and be like, Chris, you've been doing really good. Like for me, I would say something like, so I got out of the military last August as an E5 and I got a job outside the Navy. Wow, good job, man. Like, seriously, that was a really stressful time. You prepared for a long time to get out of the military and you got a job and you quit that job and you have another job now. So yeah. It's a better job in your eyes. It's more aligned with what you want to do. And even though it's really stressful, good job, dude. So like even things that are so obvious, I want you to say them out loud to yourself. Like I just kind of shared with you real quick. Good job. Like whatever you're doing, good job. And it doesn't necessarily have to be career, even though we talk about careers a lot. Think about something maybe that you're passionate about or that you're purposeful about that I'm going to start saying more and more, because as much as I want you to be passionate about something, I've realized after now 176 or so episodes total is that it's more about purpose, delivering purpose for yourself and purpose for others and helping other people to give you more purpose. So passion and purpose are different, but purpose is a little bit different. So I'm going to continue to talk about that in later episodes and later conversations, but I want you to be aware of that and aware a little bit of the difference there and understand to just say, like, don't be afraid to talk to yourself out loud. Like I am in my office right now talking to myself out loud every time I record these. And for the example, talking to myself right now, it feels weird at first, but do it. You already talk to yourself in your head in some respect, because we're not our immediate thoughts. We are how we choose to think about those thoughts and then act on those thoughts. So when you take a deep breath after this episode and you talk to yourself out loud, no, you're not crazy. You're doing something awesome. You're having a genuine conversation with yourself and going through your life and identifying the things that you've done and the things that you've worked hard for and been like, dude, like, good job. Like, you're doing good and it's been tough and maybe you haven't always done good and maybe you could do better in some areas, but let's focus on the areas that we have accomplished and the things that we have done that we wanted to do. That's awesome. So you're doing better than you think. I'm doing better than I think, even though I don't feel like it sometimes, and you probably don't feel like it sometimes. And that's that double-edged sword that allows you or kind of helps thrust you in the forward momentum, in that forward motion to continue to want to do better constantly, which puts you in a position to where maybe you don't always sit in that position for a while, because good leadership recognizes that and they put you in a position to where you can help more people and teach more people, but then you feel like you're barely always keeping afloat. So I don't hope it sounds like you in a sense of I hope you don't feel like you're barely staying afloat, but at the same time, maybe that is you and you haven't been giving yourself enough credit. And I hope to articulate my own story, my own life, and my own experiences for you to show you that you're doing better than you think. So it's time for a recap. This one's pretty simple. You are doing better than you think. After this episode, spend 5 minutes talking to yourself out loud, going through all of the things that you've been working towards really hard in your life, or just working towards in general, whether it be career, personal life, hobbies, passions, things in your life, whatever it is, anything you've been working towards or anything that you've wanted, anything that you've tried to do, and talk to yourself out loud and be like, listen, so-and-so, say your name, call yourself by your name, it's not weird, and say, listen, so-and-so, these are the things that I've been working towards. These are what I've accomplished. I'm doing better than I think. And part of that, I understand, is that I'm always pushing myself, just like good leadership does. But, you know, let's give ourselves a little bit of credit. And I'm telling you right now, you're probably doing better than you think. All right, my friends, thank you so much. Like I always say, the best and most awesome way to give back to me would be to share this episode with a friend. That would be very helpful. I love seeing these pop up in new countries. I like seeing that we're in so many countries now. It's probably like 80 plus or something. So just continue sharing the episode. But like, I really mean it when I say it, like practice it to yourself. And after this episode, go do it, because that's so important. So share it, but like have the conversation with somebody else as well. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph. Lewis. And if you head over to iTunes, you can rate 5 stars. That would be cool. And thank you for listening. But please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of these awesome books. But if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. Now go out there and have the best Friday ever. Enjoy it with your friends. Enjoy it with your family. It's your life. Live it. But don't let the weekend slip by without doing anything towards all of the things we just talked about. So work a little bit towards the things you want to do. Wake up, same time you do during the week, knock your shit out, and then hang out with your family, your friends, or do whatever you want to do. But have the best weekend ever, and I'll talk to you guys later.